Questions of Fear and Power. Written by Devil in the Details. Read by God of Laundry Baskets.
Pezax.
Little Red Robin Hood.
And C3 Rambles.
Are you afraid of me?
Aang asks Katara hesitantly. He could feel the disapproval, and perhaps an undercurrent of fear as well, radiating off her like waves. It cut through him like a knife to think that she might be afraid of him, afraid of the power he wielded in the Avatar state, piled on top of the weariness and weakness he felt after another, too long, unsuccessful day, spent in fruitless exercises the Earth Kingdom generals staunchly believed would provoke him into the Avatar state. The Avatar state, he feared himself, because he wasn't in control when he was swept up in the swirling storm of it.
When I'm in my Avatar state, I mean?
You aren't yourself when you're in the Avatar state, Aang.
Katara sighed, shook her head.
You don't control its vast power in that state. It controls you. You're lost to yourself, out of your mind and body when you're in it. You're a shell doing its bidding. You don't know what you're doing. You're unpredictable and scary when you're in it.
Aang bit his lip, tasting the copper tang of blood, not wanting to be described as unpredictable and scary by the person who his heart cried out for the most, wishing she wouldn't fear him, wouldn't reject him for something he couldn't control when he felt so vulnerable, wishing, for what felt like the millionth time, that he wasn't born the Avatar. Though if he hadn't been born the Avatar, he would not have lived long enough to meet Katara, to be rejected by her at all. Was it better to have known her and been rejected by her than to have never known her at all? His mind was a chaos of questions he couldn't answer. Sokka saved him by snorting.
All this coming from a deranged girl with hair loopies who can make glaciers and ice caps crumble when she gets angry. Talk about unpredictable and scary.
You're the only one who infuriates me enough that I make glaciers and ice caps crumble.
Katara shot Sokka the sort of withering look only siblings could manage.
And you're extremely lucky that there aren't any ice caps and glaciers around for me to crumble over your head right now.
So feisty.
Sokka transitioned from taunting his sister to addressing Aang.
I would say you need to fear her and her temper more than she needs to fear you and your Avatar state, Aang. And I am the wisest and most impartial of judges.
Very wise and impartial indeed.
Katara scoffed, rolling her eyes.
Dear brother.
Always so flattering.
Sokka grinned.
My sweet sister.
The end.